And it is bonus pod time. Welcome to another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Like, I seriously, I'm not going to lie, I don't talk about fitness so much anymore. I mostly rant and bitch about things from the fire and my life. And that's kind of what I've turned into. I should just call this Ranting with Stretch, because that's what it's become for the last little bit. And I'm becoming like four different personalities. I'm myself, Stretch, mostly. But I also am, I do my Bible study podcast, and I go to church on a regular basis, and I participate in church activities. And that's one guy. And then the other guy is at work and is probably a little nicer than the real me. And I'm not really that nice at work. And then there's the real me that's really nasty and wants to punch people in the face all the time and gets crazy on seeing political stuff. And then I have my ex account where I'm super, super political. That's where I just let it swing, is over there. And then on my Fat to Fit or Else, I stay as non-political as I can because I wanted it to be about fitness. And now it's not about fitness anymore. It's about ranting. But I try not to rant about politics here on the podcast or on the Instagram account. It's crazy. But let's get into the rants. It's time to rant. It's what I do. So, you know, may as well accept what you are and just go with it. If you follow my Instagram, you will know this story, but now let me break it down for you. Know that I am a old-ass man that lives at home with his parents, which we'll come back to later. And I don't know if you've lived with your parents at all as an adult. It's not that great. There's amazing great things about it. And at the same time, there's not great things about it. One of the not great things about it is when your dad is a pain in the ass. But, you know, it's cool. I'm used to pains in the ass because I have my wife who's, I nicknamed PETA. Her name is PETA, which stands for pain in the ass. So I'm used to that, but it's a whole different level of PETA. It's a different kind of PETA. We'll get into my wife PETA here in a little while. But here's where we are. I'm at work, and my dad has an obsession with the mail. And he will call you and say, You got a letter from your insurance company. They're canceling your policy. I'm like, would you open my fucking mail? Like, what are you doing? No, you just got a mail. It's worst case scenario. Sky is always falling. And I'm like, yeah, it's called my fucking bill. Relax there, chief. And that's how that is. But I've finally curtailed him of that because I now have that, what the hell is it? The text service or the email service where the U.S. Post Office, I get a text at 7:30 in the morning of every piece of mail. I get a photo of the piece of mail that is going to be delivered to this house every single day. I know every piece of mail before it comes. And now I took the fun out of that because I'm like, hey, I got a whatchacallit coming in the mail today. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. Like, stay out of it. And then he's always Mr. Oh, I accidentally opened it. I couldn't see. I thought it said my name. Oh, yeah. My name is Michael. Your name is Jimmy. Those aren't even spelled close to the same. You're full of shit. So there's that pain in the assness. So I get and I don't, be honest with you, I have that service from the mail, but I really got it to curtail my father's obsessiveness with the mail. He's got one other obsession. It's my fucking cars. And remember, I have two cars now. I have the new car, which I thank God I have that car. It's fun to drive. It's wonderful. Gets me to and from work. It gets way better gas mileage. I'm saving about $40 a week, which is a lot compared to what I was spending on the Volvo and gas. And it's just more reliable, newer, low mileage, all that. So I'm grateful for that. But I would have driven the Volvo forever, but it started overheating and was blowing up. And the fact that it overheated like twice in a day, I was like, all right, it's done. And that's when I parked it and went and got the new car, which was not the opportune time to get a new car, to be honest with you, with all of the crap going on in my life. So ever since I've got it, my dad's like, you got to move the car. It hasn't moved in 2 days. And they're going to come and they're going to say it's abandoned. And they're going to sit and they're going to tow it away. And you're going to get a ticket. And so I'm just like, I left the key. And I'm like, go ahead and move it. It's fine. But it doesn't need to be moved. And now he obsesses with moving the fucking car. It's just whatever. Whatever. So, needless to say, I'm at work. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. It was Tuesday. And I get a phone call from my dad, which is never a good thing. Never, ever a good thing. Usually someone has died and it's like, hello? Hey, grandma's dead. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Click. That's usually how it goes. That's usually how conversations with my dad are. It's usually nothing good. Or the sky is falling and you got a letter in the mail, which means the police are looking for you. So he's like, your car got in a wreck. And I'm like, well, my car's at work. I'm not even thinking about the Volvo. And so I think immediately, oh, crap, something came in the mail and something about my car had a accident or something. And insurance is quite like, he opened my fucking, and I'm like thinking, what the hell? And I'm like, what are you talking about? My car's here. No, the Volvo. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now, remember, the Volvo had been hit a long time ago. There was the whole lawsuit. That whole wreck took a year and a half to go through. And I was pissed at Progressive. Never get Progressive insurance. And then I then switch over to, I have it. I'm driving it wrecked because of that situation for so long. I'm over here visiting, and someone knocks the rearview mirror off of the thing. So it's already been hit in front of this house once. Now it's sitting in front of this house and it just gets sideswiped, like from bumper to bumper all the way down the left side of the car, just nailed. And I'm like, well, what happened?
I don't know. The neighbor came over and asked me what happened to the car. And I went out there and there was a business card from a police officer.
And I'm like, so was it a hit and run? Like what was it?
I don't know.
Mind you, my dad never leaves the house. He's home. That car got hit with 50 feet from where he's sitting all day. And he had no idea it got hit. He didn't hear any of that because he's old. And my mom, I don't know if my mom was home or not when it happened. And well, so my dad's then, you know, yeah, you're fine. And then he's telling me how it's great because I was seriously going to junk the car, donate the car. I was getting to the point I was going to call like Cars for Kids and come pick it up. But it was a paperwork. It was a snafu. And that's really what's why it's still here. It would have been gone a long time ago. And I come home. I see the damage. I call the police. And my dad has a big hissy fit about insurance and telling me not to report to my insurance. And I'm like, you know what? I have both of my cars on the same policy. I'm not going to let whoever hit my car turn it in. And then my insurance, like, screw with the coverage on my new car. Like, I'm not doing that. And there were choice words said. And then, anyhow, I call the number to the Downey Police Department. I'm like, I have this case number. My car was hit today in front of my house. I need to get the report or whatever so I can turn it into insurance and let them know what happened. And they said, yeah, call back in a week. And I'm like, so what? Like a week? Like, they go, yeah, the report's not filed yet. And I'm like, that's weird because normally it's pretty instantaneous. And I'd have, you know, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, no worries. And then I started asking questions. Well, like, do you know what happened? Or can I at least report to my insurance tonight and tell them what insurance company the other driver had or whatever? And they say, oh, no, this is a criminal case. And our detectives have the case. And it may take 4 to 6 weeks before you know anything. And I'm like, wait, what the hell? What am I supposed to do for 4 to 6 weeks? And they're like, well, you're going to have to wait because it's an ongoing police matter. So I don't know what happened. I for the life of me, and they did say it was a multiple vehicle crash. So there were more than two vehicles involved. Somehow my dad didn't hear a multiple vehicle crash right in front of his front door. And yeah, that's where I am. That's my luck. Now, I looked up like let's just say, I'm thinking worst case scenario, was it a stolen car? And I do a lot of research. on a stolen car, guess what happens? No insurance is responsible. You have to pay for the damages through your insurance. Your insurance is responsible for your car getting hit if someone hits you with a stolen car, because the person that was driving the other car isn't authorized, unless the other person said, hey, I let my friend take the car and then he never brought it back. They're responsible because they let the person drive it. So no, if it was a police pursuit, maybe if the cop car actually hit it, you'll get, you know, the insurance from the city, but most likely you're screwed. So whatever happened in front of my house, 99% chance, like nothing. If we have a person with insurance to hit my car, cool. I'll get, you know, whatever the value of my car is, because my car's totaled, and we'll see what happens. But that's where I am. That was my fun day on Tuesday. And then we are now moving, but not moving soon, because we got into the apartment we're going to move into, and it was absolutely trashed. So we have like a couple of weeks worth of work, and now I can only work on Saturday and Sunday. So this weekend I am going to be cleaning and painting and doing crap at the apartment all weekend long, trying to get it ready for us to move into, so the whole family can move in there, minus our dogs, of course, which my wife is just bailing on, which is a whole nother sticking point of this entire thing. Cause granted, I'm cool. My parents are being really cool and letting I stay here, but I don't want to be without my dog. That's my dog. And I told her, I go, you don't understand how therapeutic it has been for me personally to have this dog with me since this fire happened. The fire has been a bitch. And it's like, I go, he's like my only friend right now. He really is. And he's been with me and I've been with him. And I don't want to bail on my dog. And she does not give an F. And she's bailing on her dog and our 14-year-old pug. She's going to leave at her parents. She's dumping two dogs at her parents' house. We're leaving one dog here. And that's where we are. So anyhow, I've got all of that cleaning to do. Now, here's the upside of living at home. If you're a man, maybe this happens. I don't know. Please correct me if I'm wrong. If any lady listening has this happen from their, if their husband does this to them, but I've been married twice, and I can tell you there have been times during both of my marriages where I have like gone to lunch and like opened my wallet and been like, oh wow, I thought I had like $40 in here, and it's gone. And then you get home and you're like, hey, did you happen to take some money out of my wallet? I went to buy lunch and I didn't have any money. Oh, yeah, I did that. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I needed money. Oh, really, thanks for telling me or asking me. And that's happened. That's just a thing. And today, I went on my way to work, and now I'm so pathetic. I am doing the right thing still for Lent. I'm not eating junk. I'm just eating, you know, what I call God food. It's just basic food. And not anything fried, and just have a lot of rules on what I'm eating and no junk. And sure enough, I get my coffee today, because that's all I can get when I stop in the morning is a coffee with fake sugar. And lo and behold, there was like $75 in my wallet. And I'm like, wait a minute. I swear I just went to the bank and got 40. I'm like, how did this happen? And then I realized my mom put it in there because I had bought dinner the other night. She tried to give it to me and I said no. So she just shoved it in my wallet, and I haven't looked in my wallet since then. And then this morning I was like, oh, there's extra money in there. That's because my mom is awesome. I love my moms. But anyhow, that is what happened. And that is one of the upsides. The other upside of it is my mom will iron my clothes. If I don't do my own laundry, I'll come in. Sometimes my laundry's gone. My mom's done my laundry. My mom will cook for me, even though I'm not going to lie. She's trying to kill me. I'm pretty sure she's trying to kill me, because I've said since I got here, hey, I have a heart issue now. Like I can't be eating a lot of really bad crap because the old heart is not in a good spot. And well, everything's fried here. Oh, I fried you this. Yeah, I can't eat that. Do you realize I'm not supposed to eat that? Right? Well, yeah. I did make, I'm getting to the point of, so we're 10 days into this now, of me being on this diet here for the Lent. And I got really hungry for like the sweet tooth and I wanted something sweet. So last night I made my, I zazzed it up a little bit. It's just sugar-free instant Jell-O with an entire container of sugar-free Cool Whip from the frozen food section that you let thaw out that's in like that Tupperware container. And then I put these sugar-free cookies in there and sugar-free chocolate chips, blended that crap together and put it in the refrigerator. And that'll last me like 5-6 days. It's a lot. And I can have something sweet to eat every night. And it's awesome. And it doesn't have any sugar in it. And that's one of the things I've given up for Lent. No sugar. So that is good news. Iceberg is probably going to start being his ice hole self because we have not gone for our walk yet. After we get done, we'll go for our walk. And we'll see how that goes. I am freaking exhausted. I've been really tired this week. I've stayed up later. The time change thing never really got me because I tend to go to bed really early, but I stayed up late. One day, my brother came over, and I haven't seen my brother in a long time, and so he came over the other night, and we had dinner, and I hung out with my brother, and that was really cool, but then I stayed up way later than I would have, and then afterwards, I had to walk ice because I always walk ice. That's another thing that I feel so bad for. If I'm not here, no one's going to walk ice. Like, they'll, you know, give him treats and pet him, and he'll get attention, but he won't get played with. He won't get ran. I run that bastard every night at the dog park. Or every night he'll let me at the dog park. There's nights we go to the dog park, I throw the ball, he chases it, and then I never get the ball back, and he literally will just lay down on the bench next to me and chew on the ball for 30 minutes, and then I'm like, all right, asshole, it's time for us to go. Then that's what we're doing. We're getting up out of here. I used to have a scale, if you are familiar with Fat to Fit or else. I used to always do videos of me on the scale. And I don't know what I weighed when I started my diet. I don't know what I weigh now because, oh yeah, I don't have a scale anymore. I did get, my wife got something really cool though. She went to a charity deal where you could, you know, get supplies and stuff. And I told you guys, it's really nice and it is cool. People look out and they're giving you, typically, though, it's like bags of chips and stuff like that, which I'm not going to eat, or bags of dog food, which I don't buy because I have my dogs on a certain dog food and I don't want to switch it up because they get irritable tummy when you do that. And typically, there's nothing I can get at those things. I always say, like, money's the best bet you could do because that's really what you need when you're trying to rebuild your house. And, well, I got something that was really awesome and someone had donated a bunch of them. And I don't know if it was the company, but it was like a toolkit. And that's, I lost an air compressor. I lost a generator. I lost all of my hand tools, all of my power tools, my drill presses. I lost all my saws. I had a lot of tools. I had manly man tools because I'm a dude and I lost them all in the fire. So this is like a bucket of tools and it's all Granger tools. It's cool. It was really cool. So that was something that was awesome that some company had donated to wildfire victims, kind of like to get you back started on your tool collection, which is cool because I'm going to be using all of that this weekend. There's like, I got to replace 2 toilets, got to paint an entire apartment. And then here's the one. This is the one where my wife's like, yeah, I need this done. I need this done. I need this done. And I said, you realize I am A, not a handyman, and B, not a handyman, and C, not a contractor. Like, I this isn't what I do. I'm an effing security guard and a guy that says dirty things on the radio. That's just what I've done in my life. Those are the jobs I've had. So I can do stuff, but I'll tell you, it'll take me longer than it would take a person who's really good at this stuff or a professional. And I'm probably going to screw up and have to redo it often, but I can, you know, I can get it done. And well, my wife's like, so this is her first project, which I literally have dread in my heart right now. I don't even want to start this project. The apartment has popcorn ceiling.
on the roof. She's like, I want all of that taken down and it painted. You know that 70s, like, textured, looks like cottage cheese on ceilings? This apartment has it in every room of the apartment, and my wife wants me to take it down. I'm like, do you have any idea what kind of a project that is? Like, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, you're aware of that. And if I screw up, it's just more work to do. And then the painting of the entire, it's going to be a bitch. So, yeah, my wife, she's effing delusional. And she'll do nothing. She'll sit there and complain and then hire someone to come and do something that we need done. She also told me she wanted all of the doors replaced. And I said, not your guy. I'm not even touching that project. If you mess with, like, the front door or back door, there's three doors to this apartment. If you screw up a door, it, like, a fraction of an inch, it will not shut right, or it'll have a big gap and air will come under. I'm like, that's a project I'm not messing with. I'm not putting a door in. Plus, you've got to put shims in there to balance them out. That's beyond my capabilities. I can paint. I can hopefully take all this crap off the ceiling. I know I can do a cut of molding and put that in. And I can clean and I can replace, like, the stovetop. Whoever lived there never cleaned it, like, once in the time they lived there. And it's disgusting. So I'm like, let's just buy the new drip, you know, the what they call a drip pan on your stovetop eyes. So if it, like, something boils over, it goes down on into the drip pan. Those are just disgusting. I'm like, $22, you get a set of four, and I'll just replace those. We need to buy new knobs. I'll buy those, whatever. And that's where we are. And then I have to put those toilets. So I'm going to have to work on the ceiling this weekend. I'm guessing I get the ceiling done this weekend, maybe next weekend. I paint, and I don't know what else I'm going to get done, if anything, to be honest with you. If you ever want to remove the popcorn ceiling, you have to get, like, a sprayer, like a bug sprayer, fill it with water, and you have to soak the ceiling. And once it gets soaked, apparently it scrapes off pretty easy. That's how you're supposed to do it. I saw videos on it, and I'm like, that looks easy, but it never is that easy, and I'm not that good, so we'll see how it goes. And the fact that I still have a bad shoulder, my shoulder doesn't work like it used to, and I'm going to be on a ladder with my arms above my head the whole time. And I can tell you, this is how old I am. I'm old enough that this is going to make me hurt. All next week, I will be sore from being up with my arms above my head, just scraping a ceiling for an entire weekend. It's going to kill me, just like when, right before the house burned down, I put the new deck, on, and from bending over and being bent down and nailing and messing with that, my back hurt for about a week because I'm old. That's how old I am. How old are you? I'm so old that if I have to bend over for any extended amount of time, my back's going to hurt for days. Like, that's how old I am. Yeah. I used to be able to do that all day and then go out at night and play sports and work out and do all that. Now I can't. Pick one. Which one are you doing? Are you going out tonight? Are you going to go work out today? Or are you going to do yard work or housework? Which one? You can do one of those in a day now. And then you have to allow your body to recoup. We'll see how I do. I'm not holding my breath. Oh, boy. I have to do my other podcast, too. I got to do the Bible study podcast. And be honest with you, I typically know what I'm going to talk about. I'm like, I got a plan going into that. I have no idea what I'm doing on that one. So I got to research something to talk about on that podcast. That will have a new episode as well today on this fun Friday, which is Happy Spring. I feel like the cold weather's gone. I feel like I put away all of my sweatshirts and jackets. And we're not going to have any more cold weather. That's where my head is. It's spring in Southern California. It's going to warm up. And I know today it was nice and warm by lunchtime. It was like chillier for morning, but I didn't wear a jacket because I'm fat. Fat people sweat. And we don't really get cold. I'm already sleeping with no blankets because it hasn't been that cold. And I think I'm good. Fat people are insulated. Man. I am dreading moving back into an apartment with my wife. I am dreading. I like to stay here with my dog and just have a peaceful life. That's what I want to do. And plus, I'm going to have neighbors above me, and I'm going to have to record the show somewhere quietly and not be loud, and I'm typically very loud. So I don't know. It's a pain in the ass is what it is. But I'm going to get up out of here. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I will be back on Monday with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Have a great weekend, and hopefully I don't die over the weekend. That would be good if I don't die.